Welcome to On Point, a BioMirror U podcast exploring syndromic testing in the outpatient setting. In this episode, Dr. Christopher Smith describes two case studies where the comprehensive BioFire respiratory panel gave him the diagnostic certainty to provide the correct treatment to his patients.
Now, I remember in our conversations, you had mentioned you put the BioFire test in your practice at the beginning of the pandemic. And we know that there have been evolving variants. And I think that the media covered this very well. So I'm sure your patients came in and had questions about it. Or you wanted to make sure that things were going well with the test, despite the evolution of the virus and its variants. Can you speak to how that played out a little bit?
One of the things that I think having a successful testing program is having good communication with your patients and the community in general. The BioFire platform has been very good at communicating that they picked up reliably the Omicron variant, for instance, or the Delta variant before that. Every week on Mondays, I send out a broadcast. Our EMR allows us to send broadcasts out to our patients. I'll send a broadcast out reminding patients that we have BioFire syndromic testing available in our office if they're sick, and that it will detect the Omicron variant. I have that out in the community. People come to us because they know we can reliably test for the Omicron, and they know we could report quickly and accurately.
Wow, that's really wonderful. I'm glad that BioFire has been helpful in that regard. Keeps everybody informed. Of all these things, what do you think is the biggest benefit you've experienced with using BioFire respiratory panels in your office?
Well, I think there are a couple things. There's the pre-pandemic benefit, which is going to go on after the pandemic's over, and the benefit during the pandemic. Pre-pandemic benefit was identifying viruses, like I mentioned, RSV, that could potentially make asthmatics sicker. We could treat them more aggressively, or, you know, we picked up asthmatics that had mycoplasma or chlamydia pneumonia and treated with antibiotics. That's allowed us to give better care to our asthmatic patients. During the pandemic, there's added benefit. Most patients, when they got tested for COVID, got a yes or no answer. Either you have COVID or you don't have COVID. But if you're sick and you get a call from the health department or whoever does your test and said you don't have COVID, most people think that they got a false negative. With the BioFire platform, it's really helpful to say, no, you don't have COVID. You have rhinovirus or you have parainfluenza virus. The patients really appreciate it. Patients love it. It's reassuring to the family member. Sometimes they've got a whole family coming in thinking they have COVID, and they all have parainfluenza 1. It's like every single one of you have parainfluenza, you don't have COVID. People are much more reassured than just getting a blanket negative, no, you don't have COVID.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice to hear that feedback. Let's discuss some very specific cases that you have had where the patients that had the BioFire respiratory panel run on them, where it may have improved diagnostic certainty. You just shared an example. If you have another one, that would be a wonderful thing to share with the audience. And where it might have helped identify the correct pathogen. Last example was very good, but do you have another one?
I'd like to start with the first patient. This was a 25-year-old female who presented to my office with new onset cold urticaria or cold-induced hives. So I'm an allergist, so people come for all different kinds of triggers for their hives. The patient reported getting hives and itching in exposed areas when she walked outside in the cold. They quickly resolved when she got warm. And she also reports that she's been getting lip swelling after eating cold foods such as ice cream. She hasn't used any medicine to treat her symptoms, and she has no other medical problems. When she came to our office, her vital signs were normal. Her respiratory rate was 16. Her heart rate was 80. She had normal blood pressure. Her physical exam was normal, except when I listened to her lungs, she had a mild end expiratory wheeze. We did a test It's a test for cold hives. It's called an ice cube test, where a person puts an ice cube on their forearm for a couple minutes. You remove the ice cube and you let it rewarm. And then a positive test is they would develop a hive at the site, which is what happened with this patient. It confirmed the diagnosis of cold urticaria. Cold urticaria has many triggers for it, and some of it can be infection. We ordered some of the screening laboratory work. We ordered cold agglutinins for her, which measure past infections that can trigger that, like Epstein-Barr virus, mycoplasma pneumonia, cryofibrinogens and cryoglobulins that could go along with some autoimmune and some malignancies. We checked EBV titers, mycoplasma titers. When you order all these tests in an allergist's office, we order them and we don't get them back for 2 weeks tops. This is some patient prior to the BioFire platform. We would order these labs, we'd give them suppressive antihistamines to control their symptoms, and then we would see them back in 2 weeks to go over the lab results. In this particular patient, I did a nasal pharyngeal swab and ordered a BioFire syndromic PCR, and her PCR came back positive for mycoplasma pneumonia, which could explain the wheezing in her chest, and it could explain the cold-induced hives, because both of these are associated with this. So in this particular patient, I treated her with 14 days worth of Viaxin and suppressive antihistamines, and over a 2 to 3 week period, her hives resolved and I cured the problem.
That's a great story. So she was probably quite pleased that you were able to provide a definitive diagnosis by the time she left the office or shortly after she left the office?
The same day, for sure. And, you know, the thing is, in the past, that diagnosis may not have been made for 2 to 3 weeks because it takes us a while to get the laboratory tests back.
And she would have been on empiric antibiotics.
Suppressive antihistamine.
That may not have been specific. From your viewpoint as a clinician, can you discuss how you and your team utilize test results and how it influences patient management? Can you provide any other stories?
I have another case. I came prepared, so I have a couple cases for you.
Okay, great.
I have another case. This is a 15-year-old white male that is in ninth grade in the local high school. He has a history of asthma. He's on an asthma controller medicine, Advair, which he's taking regularly twice a day, and he's on albuterol every 4 hours as needed, and he's been pretty well controlled and has no other medical problems. About a week before he presented to the office, he developed nasal congestion, an oral temperature to 100.5, so low-grade fever, sore throat, headache, cough. The mother reports the cough has been responding to albuterol, but she noted that his sputum was yellow and she was concerned that the patient was developing bronchitis that was triggering the patient's asthma, which is what prompted the visit to the office. When he presented to the office, he had a normal respiratory rate of 16, a normal heart rate of 80. He was afebrile with a temperature at 98.6. He was well-nourished. He was in no acute distress. His lung exam, he had good air exchange, no wheezing, no rails. He had some coarse bronchi bilaterally. Initially, he was diagnosed with an asthma exacerbation secondary to bronchitis, that the acute bronchitis was triggering his asthma exacerbation. I wrote him a prescription for prednisone for 5 days. I told him to use this albuterol every 4 hours. I gave him Augmentin to take BID for 14 days, and the reason I picked Augmentin is that there's a high resistance rate, about 40% resistance rate to Streptococcus pneumonia for the macrolide class. So I figured that Augmentin would be a better choice for this patient. As part of the evaluation, I ordered a BioFire syndromic PCR, and the syndromic PCR was positive for chlamydia and pneumonia. And, you know, the patient's in the right age group for having chlamydia and pneumonia, but the Augmentin is the wrong antibiotic choice for this patient. We called the patient, we canceled the Augmentin, and we treated him with 14 days of Viaxin, and the symptoms resolved. Prior to us having the capability of doing a BioFire syndromic PCR, these are the type of patients that we clearly would miss.
And they would stay on the inappropriate antibiotic for several days.
Yeah, or they would come back, you know, a week or two and say, I'm not getting better. And then we would switch to macrolide, but it would be a delay in making the appropriate diagnosis. The patient would be on an inappropriate antibiotic for a week, which could lead to antibiotic resistance in the community. And the patient would be sick longer than they would need to be.
Sure. Rapid diagnostics are helping to curb the overuse of antibiotics in your experience.
Correct, and it would be more targeted antibiotics too sometimes, depending on what pathogen you identify.
Well, those were really great case studies that you shared with us, with really a strong evidence that rapid diagnostics and the BioFire RP 2.1 panel is really making a difference for both the patient, but also for the clinicians and helping the effort to reduce antibiotics. Would you recommend the BioFire Respiratory Panel to other physicians, and why would you?
Absolutely. You know, all we had to offer prior to having this BioFire syndromic panel, when patients came in and presented, which what we would feel clinically was consistent with a viral syndrome or a viral illness, is to tell the patient that this is likely viral and it will run its course. Deep down, a lot of patients are not satisfied with that response. Patients want to know what's wrong with them. Clinicians want to know what's wrong with them. Being able to tell patients that you have adenovirus, or you have parainfluenza virus, or you have rhinovirus, and these are the precautions you need to take, and these are the family members that might be at risk of your illness. Patients love that. Patients love you telling them what's wrong with them instead of just saying you have a viral syndrome.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. What advice would you have for offices that may be considering adding the BioFire respiratory testing to their clinics?
First of all, it's not a difficult test to implement or run in the office, and I am saying that from experience. I think reaching out to other offices that have this technology in their office to see how they use it and how it operates, and the feedback that they have from other providers in the office and other patients in the office, I think that's helpful for people to make a decision. You know, there's another pediatric group that's nearby that one of the pediatricians saw that I was doing it, and it came over and I showed them how it works. I showed them how we collect the samples, how we run the samples. I showed them the reports, and he implemented the technology in his office, and it's been going great in his office as well.
Yeah, the reports are nice for interpretation, aren't they?
Yes.
Even for patients to look at. They're not so difficult to review with them.
Correct.
Well, Dr. Smith, you shared a lot of information with us today. I thank you so much for your time today and for this lively discussion. We don't often get a chance to talk clinically about other things besides COVID, and it's really been a welcome reprieve today. So thank you so much.
No problem.
It's really been a pleasure having you on the show, and we appreciate your expertise and wish you and your colleagues the best in hopefully these final stages of the pandemic.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point. In the next episode, Dr. Smith will discuss an additional case study and explain how the BioFire respiratory panel has helped improve patient satisfaction.